This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Ethiopian officials met with an EU commissioner and have secured $680 million in support from the EU.
European Union Commissioner Jutta Urpilainen announced the support following a meeting with Ethiopian Finance Minister Ahmed Shide. The commissioner, who is also taking part in the Horn of Africa Initiative ministerial meeting in Addis Ababa, said the EU is promoting economic integration in the Horn of Africa.
Ethiopia is a strategic partner for the European Union, and today we are able to take important step forward.
The multi-annual indicative program is intended to focus on three priority issues: a green agenda, human development, and peace building. Maya Misikir, VOA News, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
Prime Minister for Britain, Rishi Sunak, has proposed a ban on younger generations from ever buying cigarettes, a move which would give Britain some of the world's toughest anti-smoking rules. They could phase out smoking among young people almost completely as soon as 2040. UK Conservatives reacted positively.
I do support the policy, and I do support Howie was against vaping as well, because vaping is a borderline epidemic in our schools.
That's Conservative member Taran Hari. Denmark considering a similar move. The proposal is to ban sales of tobacco to an age group and keep increasing it every year until it covers everyone. An Israeli prime minister on Wednesday hailed his country's blossoming ties with Saudi Arabia during a visit to Riyadh amid ongoing U.S. brokered negotiations to establish formal relations. Communications Minister Shlomo Kari this week became the second Israeli cabinet member to formally visit the Saudi capital. This is VOA News. Turkey warned Wednesday it could step up airstrikes against Kurdish targets in Syria and Iraq after concluding that militants who staged a weekend attack in Ankara came from Turkey. A Turkish court on Wednesday sentenced the chief editor of an opposition TV channel to 2 years and 6 months in jail on a charge of spreading terrorist propaganda. According to state-owned Anadolu news agency, police detained him in June for what they called praising criminals and spreading terrorist propaganda after he criticized the prison isolation of Abdullah Ocalan, jailed leader of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, the militant group, on a television program. More than 75,000 employees at Kaiser Permanente began one of the largest healthcare worker strikes in recent U.S. history on Wednesday after failing to resolve a dispute over staffing levels. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warden says not just about staff shortages, but also about wages.
On strike are licensed vocational nurses, home health aides, ultrasound sonographers, and various technicians for 3 days in California, Colorado, Oregon, and Washington State, and for 1 day in Virginia and Washington, D.C. Doctors are not participating, and Kaiser says its hospitals will remain open during the picketing and that thousands of temporary workers are being brought in to fill gaps. Kaiser and union workers can't agree on wage increases, and the union says understaffing is boosting Kaiser's profits, but is hurting patient care. It also accuses executives of bargaining in bad faith. Kaiser argues that compensation and retention are better than its competitors. I'm Donna Water.
New York City's mayor is headed to Latin America with a message, and according to Associated Press reporter Lisa Dwyer, that message is, please do not come.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams says he's traveling to Latin America to discourage people from seeking asylum in the city as it struggles to handle a massive influx of migrants. New York City has absorbed almost 120,000 migrants just over the past year, with hundreds still arriving daily in need of housing and employment. Adams says he wants to give an honest assessment of the situation and tell people in Latin America that the city's shelter system has been overwhelmed and is at capacity. Adams has made a series of urgent pleas for a shift in federal immigration policy and for funding to help the city manage the arrival of migrants. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Follow Voice of America 24 hours a day on your smartphone. You can get apps from both Apple and Google. In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.